Hello and welcome to another football podcast with myself, Azad. I'm joined again by Jack, and today we're going to be speaking about, are players now bigger than clubs? So we always hear this kind of rhetoric, this kind of phrase where they say no player is bigger than the club. The club is the most famous and the best, and everything should be supported by the club, right, Jack?
Yes, it's kind of like a sacred entity, right? That no matter how much we idolize these players coming in, they are not bigger than the institution they play for.
Exactly.
You know, we've had examples in the past where my team, Manchester United, had Cristiano Ronaldo, who came back as the most, not even the most famous footballer in the world, the most famous man in the world, basically.
Yeah.
And soon we parted ways. It wasn't the most pleasant time, but that was a period where kind of our fan base was divided, because you have the Ronaldo fans and then you have the Manchester United fans. And it was like choosing which parent to go with in the divorce, basically.
Right. Which one do you back? Right.
Yeah.
And I think we've mentioned this before. Usually when football supporters in the UK or in England, they support their team, they support their team. It's not an individual player like maybe they might do in Korea. Right?
Mm.
Or definitely they're doing Korea.
Yes, right? Of course. And you can understand that mentality.
Yep.
You know, players are becoming brands. They are becoming, to use that word again, institutions.
Yeah.
For example, in the last 10 years or so, we've had like Neymar. You would say he had a period at Barcelona where he was unbelievable and he won the treble, the continental treble. And he was probably, well, he was definitely up there with Messi, Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. We can look back now in 2025 when we're recording this and say maybe he was a bit of a wasted talent, but he's still like brand Neymar, despite really not being there anymore. He's still one of the most famous players. He's kind of, he took fans with him from Barcelona to PSG, didn't he, and things like that.
Exactly. So there's many examples of that, actually. So a recent story came out in the Premier League with Mohamed Salah, and he was saying the great phrase, right, where the club has thrown him under the bus.
We're talking about Liverpool here.
Liverpool,
Mohamed Salah is a Liverpool legend. He's been at the club for close to a decade, I believe. I'm pretty sure he's their all-time top goal scorer now. And I think there was a stat that he has the most goal contributions, that's goals and assists, for one club in the Premier League.
Incredible.
Which is a massive achievement. But all the headlines have been about him kind of criticising the club and criticising his manager. A manager, Arne Slot, who brought home Liverpool's Premier League title, something that they have found hard to achieve since the 80s.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a few examples of that in the modern time with Kylian Mbappe, right?
Mm.
With PSG and Real Madrid and that saga when he was moving to Real Madrid. And there's other examples like Pogba even, right? He's got his own brand.
Yeah, David Beckham.
David Beckham, if we're going back even further down the line, right?
David Beckham was almost the archetype of,
you
know, brand Beckham.
Yes.
He brought eyes to, well, English eyes to La Liga, I would say, you know, aside from those, what's the equivalent of a Francophile for Spain? A Spanophile? I don't know.
Probably.
But it's, you know, he was massive. He was global. And I'm not saying he was bigger than Manchester United, and I'm certainly not saying he was bigger than Real Madrid, but certainly he was like a massive pillar of the clubs during the times he was there, but not just for his football ability on the pitch.
Yeah, and that's why the when the players do transfer over to other teams and other clubs, the supporters, they get really sad and really upset, like, oh, wow, we're missing a part of us, right?
Definitely.
It's a really big part of our club, right? I want to go back to what you mentioned before about Ronaldo, actually. I pulled up some numbers, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of like social media, right? Because social media, we use it quite a lot and we get our news from there, and it's massive.
They are now metrics, aren't they?
Yeah,
to measure the success or fan base of a club as well.
Exactly, exactly. So he's actually surpassed 1 billion followers across all the platforms combined, like Instagram, X, whatever you want to call it, right? And then Man United, they've got a quarter of that, right?
Wow. Or
less than a quarter of that. So one man alone, he's got more than a quarter than the entire club and their social media. Okay, social media is one thing, but it kind of shows you the level of how a person is followed compared to a club, you know? We could argue that Ronaldo, sorry, right?
Yeah.
May be bigger in that metric than Manchester United.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is if Manchester United went to war,
yeah,
and Cristiano Ronaldo went to war and they had to summon an army, potentially Ronaldo has the bigger army. But it's an argument.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right? I'm with you. I would love to see that. I would love to see that war, by the way.
Well, like when someone generates like a gorilla fighting 10 men and then seeing what would win.
But I think we've already seen that, by the way. When you look at the followers and you look at the comments when Manchester United sold Cristiano Ronaldo and he went off to Saudi, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a big furore about the fact that he was leaving and he had an interview with Piers Morgan and this kind of stuff. And his fans were so against Manchester United and the way that he was being treated. And the manager at the time, Erik ten Hag, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see, we're talking, as I said, now in 2025 and where this trajectory is leading to. I think there will be, you know, you see recently with Erling Haaland, a player who I hate to like, but he's incredible on the pitch. And he's also got quite an infectious personality. He's quite endearing and he's set up his own YouTube channel.
Really?
And it's becoming massive, you know.
Wow.
Even I'm a subscriber and I hate Manchester City. Yeah, because his content is good and he must be getting bored with scoring goals on the pitch because he's just creating this content. And like there's a recent one where he's dressed up as Santa and he's going to visit kids around Manchester. But what I'm getting at is that I think he is representative of this evolution of footballers becoming bigger than football clubs.
Yep.
You see it in America, in the USA with basketball players, you know, moving between franchises. Like I would say Kobe Bryant was bigger than the LA Lakers, even though I think he stayed at that franchise for his entire career. And LeBron James moved around and brings fan bases. And I think it's football in England, in the Premier League, and certainly in the major European markets, is going to follow that kind of template. It would be interesting to see when Erling Haaland leaves Manchester City, what he brings, you know, the fan base he brings to whichever club he joins.
It'll be very interesting. If he leaves, he signed a massive contract.
Well, we're still waiting on those charges for... anyway,
oh, that's fine. Yeah.
That's another episode.
I don't think we can speak about that. The lawyers will be on to us.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Google it, guys.
Google it, guys. Right. nice one. So I have to push you for an answer, Jack, right?
Okay, I really like this discussion because Mohamed Salah, who, as we said, isn't a fantastic player for Liverpool, and he is in the conversation of the Mount Rushmore of Liverpool players, just in terms of the trophy haul, his goal-scoring ability. He's really brought this club versus player conversation into the foreground. I would say right now, these clubs are still bigger, but we could have this conversation 3-5 years down the line, and you're talking about...
Yeah. It might change then, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the transfer fees don't help as well, though. It's astronomical, right? 200 million, 250 million, like in the future, you could see it happening. So, you know, could you say that this player is bigger than the club that they move into? Possibly, right?
Are we going to also look at players establishing their own football clubs?
Exactly.
And then bringing players to them?
Possibly.
It's an interesting thought.
Never thought about that, to be honest.
Would you follow FC Haaland?
Never.
Let us know in the comments. No, you'd follow FC Jokeres.
I would always follow that. I'm joking. Right, but I totally agree with you. I think the clubs are still huge. They've got a rich history, got loyal fans. And the fact that one player is followed more doesn't necessarily mean that they're more important. It just shows that they have more individual fame and their brand is amazing. They can sell more merchandise. It doesn't necessarily mean that the club is lesser or worse or, you know,
that's not what we're saying at all.
No. So I still think right now, I agree with you. Let's revisit this topic maybe in a few years' time. For that. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that the clubs are bigger or the players are bigger? Or do you agree with us that maybe in the future it could change? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear some examples that we might have forgotten,
yeah,
where you can actually identify players who are bigger, yes, than the clubs that they play for.
Exactly, exactly. So let us know. Check out the content below as well. And I hope to hear from you in terms of the comments very, very soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.